Hey, Joel Malkin for WJNO.com, and on the line with me for Protecting the Palm Beaches is Boynton Beach Police Chief Michael Gregory. And you guys are having a gun buyback event. This is the first time that the agency has ever done it, I understand. Let's start with what brought it about.
Well, thanks for the opportunity to be with you again and talk to your viewers or your listeners one more time, Joel. I greatly appreciate that particularly. And with regard to this program, we're really excited to be able to kick this off here in Boynton for the first time that I've been told of it's ever happened. And the idea behind it is it's a crime prevention measure. This is just one more thing, one more activity that we're putting in place, one more program we're putting in place to reduce crime in the city of Boynton Beach. It's a crime prevention initiative along with all the other programs that we have in place that we're adding to our repertoire of activities to try to help take guns that aren't needed, people don't want anymore, off their hands in a legal fashion and in legal hands to dispose of. And that's a challenge we've seen for some people to have in the community, in different communities, that when they have guns in the home, they may have belonged to a loved one who's passed on or who's moved on, and you're left with this firearm in the house that you may not really want or it wasn't yours to start with. It's a question of what to do with it. How do I dispose of it legally? And this is an avenue in which people can take if they want to. It's all voluntary.
Paint a picture for me as to why this might be necessary, and you did a good job there. Just tell me, because I was going to ask you, who would have a gun that wasn't wanted, and it makes sense if you had a loved one that has departed or something like that. How often, I guess, would be a good way to ask this? How often is a situation where, let's say, there is a shooting that happens, and the gun's on the street that wasn't legally owned by the person that pulled the trigger?
Well, I think that's most of the incidents that we have. If I had to speak anecdotally off the top of my head, I believe most of the firearms that folks have, they end up in crimes as far as illicit crimes such as robbery or carjacking and things of that nature. Those are usually illegally obtained. People don't go to the store and buy them and register them for themselves and put them down as the legitimate owner of that firearm and that serial number, and then go commit some sort of a criminal act with it. You may see that in crimes of passion, where there may be a domestic violence situation or some sort of handgun that got in the hands of a minor that it was an accidental discharge type situation where they are actually legally owned. But there's a large percentage of them that are used in crimes, proactive crimes in the community, violent crimes, that are illegally owned. They've been stolen from someone else. They've been taken away from someone else's custody. And in some cases, the owner may not even realize that the gun was no longer there. So, again, this program is a crime prevention initiative to give that opportunity for folks who have purchased maybe a newer firearm and they don't need the old one anymore and don't know what to do with it, or they lost someone who was in the military or other circumstances that had firearms in the house that they just don't want and don't need any longer. And this is just a venue or an avenue for folks to dispose of them in a legitimate manner.
So, are there situations where you'd have a burglary, for example? Somebody maybe doesn't even know that someone left a gun there, or they don't know. Maybe they put it away in a closet and they weren't aware. Somebody comes and steals the gun, and because it's not something like a piece of jewelry that, they care about, it could be gone and they wouldn't know?
Absolutely. You'd be surprised to hear the number of folks who have more than one or two firearms. They may have three, four, or five different types, shotguns, rifles, multiple handguns, and they may have had roommates and or other social visitors that oblige themselves to take it off their hands, or alternatively had it actually legitimately stolen from someone they don't know.
This sounds similar to when the events go on where you have people come out and drop off medications that they're not using.
Absolutely. Very, very similar program that we do with the pharmaceutical drug drop-off program. This is a firearm drop-off program.
All right. So tell me how this is going to work.
So we're planning for this Saturday, June 5th at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Folks can come out to the Boynton Beach Church of God, Church of God House of Kingdom Worship. I'll say that one more time. It's a long name. The Boynton Beach Church of God House of Kingdom Worship. They're located here in the city at 135 Northeast 7th Avenue. So we may be able to partner with them. They had enough outdoor space available, and the parking lot was unused during the time that we wanted to hold the event, so we were able to partner with them this time, a local community group. And we'll be out there during that time period, 11 to 2, where folks will be able to drive up. We do require that they place the firearm in some sort of a bag or container and put it in the trunk of their vehicle or a hatchback if they have that. That way it's not in anyone's hands or possession when they arrive and make contact with our officers for safety purposes. So they should just place it in the back of the trunk of the car and then come to our site. We'll have some message boards up so everyone will know which way to drive in. They'll meet with officers at our first stop point. They'll relinquish the firearm, and the officer will take it out of the trunk on behalf of the person. They'll receive a voucher. The lot says that we've received the firearm. They'll go to a different tent that's in the same parking lot, and in that location they'll turn over the voucher that we gave them, and they'll be able to receive their gift certificate. If they're turning in a handgun, we're offering a $100 gift certificate. And if it's a firearm, if it's a long gun or rifle, they'll get a $200 gift certificate. So that's the general program, and we're looking to take as many handguns off the street as possible that people no longer need of. We will not be exchanging BB guns, pellet guns, airsoft guns, or non-functioning firearms. Those we won't be accepting. You can't get a gift card for those. But if it's an actual workable, working firearm, those are the ones we want to take off the street.
What if somebody's unsure? Because, again, we are talking about, in some cases, somebody that might not have even, that might have no direct connection to the firearm. Somebody just left it there. I'm not sure if it even worked. He had it for years, that kind of thing.
No problem. We're ready for that. Have them bring it on down anyway, and we'll have our firearms, I don't want to use the experts, but we'll have our firearm specialists on site that can determine if it's an operable firearm or not for them.
All right. And what are the gift cards? Are these like the gift cards like the American Express or Visa gift cards, or are they for a store?
They're for stores. We partner with Target and Walmart, so we have gift cards to those both of the locations, and that's what folks will receive in exchange for their firearm.
And because I'm not a firearm expert, I'm going to ask this question. This is going to sound kind of ignorant. Why the difference in price? For the gift card, $100 gift card for handgun, $200 for the long gun rifle.
Well, one, the handguns are typically less valuable than a long gun. They cost less, so that we're providing a smaller amount that's more in line with what most agencies do. So we don't want to try to change the parameters of how these things are done in our region. So in our region, these are the general prices that we do for exchanges, as well as there is you've seen the news yourself, Joel. I don't have to go into detail about it, but we're all heartbroken, saddened, and horrified about the number of firearm crimes that have happened, shootings that have taken place, mass shootings, I should say, specifically at the hands of assault rifles and semi-automatic rifles. So there's a greater incentive also to try to take those type of handguns or those type of firearms off the street when people have no longer have a need for them. That's the key. We really have seen too much gun violence throughout South Florida, and as we can take it out of the hands with folks that don't need that type of a weapon anymore and don't want to have it in their home anymore, we're providing that venue for them to do that, and we're providing a little extra incentive for them by increasing the amount.
All right. Again, this is Saturday, June 5th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Boynton Beach Church of God, House of Kingdom Worship on 7th Avenue. We'll have the information up on our website as well at floridanewswjno.com. Boynton Beach Police Chief Michael Gregory, I appreciate your time.
Fantastic, Joel. Thanks so much, and I really appreciate you sharing this information with your listeners.